Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
All right, let's get you caught up on the big news headlines. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
Arizona Senior Senator Kyrsten Sinema went to the Nogales port of entry and said that fixing the problems at the border must be a multi-pronged approach.
They also need additional fencing to close the gaps that exist, and they need more technology so they can have cameras and detection on the ground, more cameras so they can have situational awareness. We have several miles of border that have no road, so migrants can run through that.
Who is responsible for getting border agents the tools they need?
The federal government. You know, this is, we've got to get funding, and I think what she is talking, not about just to the White House as far as policy goes, but Congress has got to fund a lot of these projects. We have got to get pieces of legislation that work on helping the Border Patrol and CBP, two different missions in the same place. One guards the ports of entry, the other looks for people sneaking in where these gaps are. They need to give them the tools, including the labor force, to do their job. Technology, structure, and people. They need to do it. She's right. But will people rally behind the piece of legislation? They will if you and I make them.
Summer in Arizona comes with high excessive temperatures, and a report from the New York Times shows just how dangerous heat waves could be for some Arizonans.
If there is a blackout during a heat wave in Phoenix, more than 12,000 people could die, and close to 800,000 people would need emergency care for heat-related illnesses. This would overwhelm the hospital system in Phoenix, which only has 3,000 ER beds.
What are some long-term solutions Arizona can take to lower the chance of heat-related deaths?
Stop making electric cars. Get rid of electric ovens. Let's put in gas stoves everywhere. Everyone must have a gas stove in their house. Gas dryers, gas water heaters. Let's get rid of electric appliances as much as we can. I mean, of course, I'm kidding. But I just think part of the issue is infrastructure. We realize that the country, whether by force or by direction, is moving toward alternative sources of vehicles, such as, you know, we are looking now at battery-operated vehicles. But we've also got other resources that we are going to be using. If we don't build the infrastructure around this, we are destined. Look what California has been going through because of wildfires and brownouts. Texas, and they have a very weak structured system when it comes to infrastructure. We should be learning lessons from other places. Stop putting the cart before the horse, and let's get this where it needs to be with the power grid, and then let's start working on, or at least keeping up with, the progress we're making in other areas. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at this time to catch you up on the biggest headlines.
The Arizona Cardinals are making waves this morning as they have released star wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. ESPN NFL front office insider Mike Tannenbaum says he's surprised that they let him go.
You just wish they had gotten some value for him because he's a really, really good player, a front line wide receiver when he's healthy. And I understand the decision. I'm just a little surprised they didn't do it sooner, and certainly a little surprised they weren't able to get some compensation for him.
What kind of compensation should the Cardinals have gotten?
I don't know. The tough thing is nobody wanted his contract. Let's be, you know, remember, he had an injury. He also got dinged for using PEDs. So he's had a rough road, but there's no doubt he's one of the most talented receivers in the NFL. But how many NFL teams didn't realize this was coming? He made it very clear he didn't want to be a part of that locker room. He wanted to go to another team. He wants to win right away. He's getting closer to the end of his career. He wants to start going with a winner. There wasn't much of a chance he was going to be on the field. So why would a team trade and give value or whatever else for him, knowing that he was going to become available anyway, and now they can go and get him? The Cardinals, on the other hand, are sending a clear signal right now. This is the reset button. New leadership in the front office, new head coach, and they are cleaning house, even with star players. That also means a new attitude. Will it work? That's the question. There's no doubt that's the message they're sending.
The executive director of Honoring America's Veterans, Paula Pendeen, says that Memorial Day is the one day that we pay tribute to our fallen soldiers. Pendeen explains why you shouldn't use a certain greeting this weekend.
When people say Happy Memorial Day, that's really not the best way to frame it. It's better to say Remember Memorial Day and to reflect and to give a moment of pause to thank those people who have given their life to defend our freedoms.
What is the best way we can pay tribute to our country's heroes.
Just remember a story, learn a story. I'm going to talk more about this at the end of the show, but our family, we like the celebrations. I'm not saying celebrate Memorial Day. I'm certainly not doing that either. But what we are doing is we recognize that for Americans, there's nothing more American than a barbecue and a pool party and going out and playing golf. I think that is as American as it gets, as American as the apple pie you're going to have for dessert. So again, from my family's perspective, there's nothing about that that's wrong. That's everything right that you should be doing. The thing that I would say, especially with young people, because we have so many veterans who lost comrades that are not willing to talk about it, they don't talk about it that much, those stories need to be told. So in Arizona, we've got some phenomenal examples of people that have given their lives for the cause. And we'll talk more about that as we move on in the show. But Pat Tillman is the biggest example and the superstar in Arizona. If you can't find another Arizona story or someone, if you want to talk about World War II, you want to go back and talk about how we got pulled into that, the USS Arizona, Pearl Harbor Day, whatever, then talk about those stories at least for a moment so a younger generation understands there's been significant sacrifice to provide the barbecue, in a sense, but the freedom we all enjoy. That would be a perfect Memorial Day in my family's eyes. Great job this week, Julia, as always. And toward the end of the show, we're going to talk a little bit more about Memorial Day specifically before we close out the show.